Reported coronavirus cases in Kentucky have been trending downward in recent weeks, and the first round of vaccines have already been given to faculty and staff of school districts across the state. WKMS News is following up with a school nurse who faced the threat of the pandemic last year and now has a vaccine to protect her. But as Liam Niemeyer reports, much uncertainty for schools is still on the horizon.
It's just after lunchtime at East Calway Elementary School. Children wearing colorful masks are walking in a socially distant line through the hallways. Chicken nuggets were on the menu. And the school staff are also looking a bit elderly. It's the 100th day of school, so the theme is dressing up as old people.
To celebrate today, the 100th day is better than even normal, because they always celebrate the 100th day. But today, just because we're here still.
That's Tina Ryan, the school nurse here. WKMS last spoke with her in August of 2020, right before the start of the new academic year, when her district was reopening in-person classes against the state's recommendation. Despite that, the number of student COVID-19 cases ever in Calway County schools has been about average compared to state data from similarly sized districts. Ryan was and still is an advocate for holding in-person classes amid the pandemic, especially so now that she and others have a vaccine.
Now, I just thought it was good for our nurses to be able to be, ones that were able to get it pretty quick so we could show others, that yes, we done fine, it's not harmful, you may have some side effects, and that is expected.
Ryan says setting that example by getting the vaccine in late January was important because not all of her colleagues are convinced to get one. The district reported only about half of all 531 employees who were offered a shot received one. Ryan trusts the science and federal approval behind the vaccine. She's had to dispel concerns such as you can get COVID-19 from the vaccine. Colleagues ask if she'd let her grandchildren get it.
It's going to take time. There's so many people that are not going to get that vaccine. And to get that herd immunity, it's going to take a while.
And for her, encouraging others to vaccinate means getting closer to herd immunity, when enough people are immune to prevent the virus's spread, closer to a post-pandemic world for students learning virtually.
You're not just learning from the books. You're learning how to interact with people and how to be around people, those things too. And that's just so, it's sad to me, and I so hope, I never dreamed that it would last this long. When we got out of school a year ago, last March, I never thought, I thought in August it would be back to normal and we'd be on our way. And then, boy, was we wrong about that.
But there's still plenty of uncertainty with this pandemic, specifically with what new COVID-19 variants could bring to the region. Many schools in Europe closed down last month due to the threat of a variant from the United Kingdom. But for Ryan, it means that schools will still have to socially distance, wear masks, and continue to follow other COVID-19 protocols. That includes a cafeteria.
So you can see how here in line they stay socially distanced, getting their food, they go through there.
As we walk into the cafeteria, there's blue taped X's on the ground to socially distance the lunch line. Individual desks are spaced out for the kids to eat.
How they had to, do it in here instead of our regular, picnic table style things.
I guess.
And that has not changed.
But for how long they'll have to do this? She's not sure.
Unless something drastically happens over the summer, I feel like we'll probably go through this, maybe the first part of next year.
Ryan and other employees will receive their second COVID-19 vaccine dose next week. I'm William Niemeyer in Murray.